Spring Creek.
No, good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, what are you going to talk about?
Commissioners, Secretary Hepler. I was asked by Katie, Director Searle, to give a brief update on the roundup, so.
Oh, okay.
For all those listening, Matt Snyder, Superintendent Custer State Park. In a nutshell, the roundup, the 53rd Buffalo Roundup is, it's over. Are there any questions? No. It went really well, despite the weather. As everybody would expect, we were down in numbers this year compared to the last few years where we were seeing over 20,000 people. This year, it was actually manageable with the 15,000 people that did show up. What we did notice was a lot of the people from outside the area showed up. A lot of our locals that traditionally do probably stayed home that morning, watching license plates and that. We've seen a lot of people from Minnesota, Wisconsin were probably the prevalent out-of-state people that were there. And then, you know, some South Dakota people from the eastern part of the state showed up. But like I said, a lot of the locals were not there. So it was an interesting week leading up to the roundup. A lot of prep goes into it. But this year we were prepared for the weather. And I can honestly say I felt it went without a hitch. We had plans in place for if it did snow, how were we going to handle it, what we were going to do with parking. Any scenario I could throw out to staff, they basically had an answer for, and they put that plan in place on Friday morning when we woke up early and realized it was raining and snowing, and we can't see the lines in the parking lot. We're going to be dealing with mud, and we have buses coming in, and where do we put them? And like I said, they had a plan in place for all that prior. So it was no, oh, crap, what are we going to do on Friday morning? It was like, okay, here's the plan, put it in place and make it go. It went really well. Probably a couple hiccups we did have is due to the fire, we moved some of the sections of fence. In the south viewing area, we pushed the fence out a little bit further into the pasture to allow more viewing. That went really well. On the north side, we put up a new section of fence that kept the buffalo from going up a hill. Well, one thing we weren't anticipating is some of the guests could go along that fence and appear to be out in the pasture, which they were not, but since it's a metal post and that, they went down, so mental note, we need to rope that off next year and keep them out of that area. Had a couple drones get flown that were, we were looking for that aspect of it. We tried to get a temporary flight restriction and went all the way to DC. The gentleman there politely told us that, well, you can have a TFR for a catastrophe, but not to prevent a catastrophe. So next year, I think we're going to go a little bit further and work with the governor's office and through our, we basically said it would take a congressional act to get a temporary flight restriction. I have to applaud my law enforcement staff. When the first one went up, they were on it. They were looking for it, and they found the individual. They confiscated his drone for that day, took out his video card, erased the images off his video card, and did give him his drone back. For this year, he was warned. We did not issue a citation to that individual. The other one that came up was a young kid. Law enforcement found him fairly quickly and visited with him as well as his mother and explained, you know, the problems with drones and where they can and can't be flown and that type of situation. So we do know from past experiences when Aperture was out there filming for a visitor center film that the noise of the drones does impact the buffalo. It will turn them. We messed around with that when we were doing the filming, so that's the last thing we need is the buffalo turn in a direction that they don't need to be going. So that's always an area of caution for us that we watch closely. So like I said, real happy with the turnout, real happy with how the staff came together and pulled everything together. Just like I told them on Saturday night when we ended it, I said, you surround yourself with great people, great things happen. And that's basically all I could say about what they did and how they came together. And it was another great event, and look forward to next year's 54th. So I'd take any questions.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Commissioner Phillips here. You can't say enough about the professionalism of your staff and how everything went off. Absolutely perfect. My compliments to you and everybody in the park. And the park looks amazing. After the fire and the 18 inches of moisture, the range condition is absolutely perfect. I hope we get lots of pictures and lots of documentation, because anybody that knows anything about range management knows that big blue stem that's up to your pommels on your saddle is pretty amazing. So thank you for the good job.
Thank you, Commissioner Phillips.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Phillips, or Peterson, sorry.
Commissioner Peterson, I want to echo what Commissioner Phillips said. Everything was wonderful. And I too thought the blue stem is amazing this year, but the roundup and the conditions that you had to work with, the park staff did an amazing job. So I commend you and thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Peterson.
Commissioner Olson.
Times three what everybody else has said. I thought that everything looked great. I was really impressed with the bus barn. The renovation that took place there was, I think maybe some people scratched their heads when we said we were going to turn that into a pavilion and hold events there, but I thought it looked beautiful, and I hope you get it booked up for lots of events in the future.
Yeah, thank you. And the resort company does have, you know, some upcoming things coming up this fall and winter. That was the plan, and next spring is looking, and summer is looking really well for events in the new event center as well. So, yeah.
Any others? Others. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Now, perhaps Spring Creek.